Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmonds. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. And we're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, your penny, your paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in our opening prayer. God bless you.
Let us put our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, humbling our hearts, Lord, asking for mercy. Oh, my God, while we're before you, Lord, search our hearts, oh, God. Whatever is not right, Lord, be merciful and forgive us in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you tonight, Lord, and we invite you to come on this broadcast with us. Lord, speak to our hearts and minister to our souls. Stretch forth your mighty hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and lay your hand on us, Lord. We need a touch from you tonight. We need you, oh God, to lift heavy burdens. We need strength and we need power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we are down here waiting on you. We need your help, my God. Send on help right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Move, Lord God, in a miraculous way. Work wonders, oh God. Touch those who are sick in their bodies. Heal them and make them whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we're looking to you. Somebody tonight is going through situations that they cannot understand. But, Lord God, when we don't understand, we know that you know about it and you understand, my God. We are asking you to intervene right now and fix it, Lord Jesus. Work it out right now, Lord. Manifest your powers. Let your glory be revealed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we are praying for everyone who is tuned into this broadcast tonight. Lord God, let a special blessing come upon each and every one by one and name by name. Let it be done, Lord, according to the need, according to your own will, God. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, Lord God, we're down here waiting on you, that we can't do nothing without you, Lord. We need your guidance and we need direction, Lord. We want to do your will. But we need you to instruct us, oh God. Order our steps, Lord. Take us by the hand and walk by our side in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we're depending on you.
Yes,
you're the only help we know. Lord God, we ask you to look on everyone who's on the prayer list, Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord God. Hear every prayer. Hear every cry. And grant every petition, Lord, all according to your own will, in the name of Jesus. Remember those tonight, oh God, who are dealing with bereavement. Touch them, Lord Jesus. Strengthen them and encourage them, Lord. Oh, my God, give them comfort and give them consolation. Be close to them, Lord Jesus, during this difficult time. Oh, my Lord, ease the pain of their hearts together again. Only you can do it, Lord Jesus. Remember the family members, Lord, those who have spread abroad, oh, God, scattered abroad. Gather the family back together, Lord. Whatever is going on in the family, any disagreement, Lord, you are able to work them out. Fix it, Lord, and help the families to come together. Oh, Lord God, and support one another in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, you can do everything. There's nothing impossible for you. There's nothing too hard for you, oh, God. Help us to believe you and to take you at your word. Forgive our shortcomings and our unbelief. Lord God, take away all doubt and fear. Take away drawbacks. In the name of Jesus, and help us, Lord, to believe as the scripture says. Oh, God, doubting nothing, but believing with our whole heart.
Lord, we need you to help us.
Help us,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, please help your people, Lord, to come together and believe you, Lord Jesus. Lord, move in a mighty way. Work wonders in our midst, oh God. Save those around the world. Add to the church touches to be saved. Lord, build up the church even more. Send in the souls, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let somebody listening right now, heart be pricked, oh God, touched, Lord God, anybody who don't know you and desire to be saved, oh Lord, reveal yourself unto them and save their souls. Lord God, take over this broadcast and have your way. Let your word go out, Lord God, let it minister to every hearer.
Yep.
Let it touch every heart. Oh,
yes,
my God,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, we believe you tonight, and we're taking
Lord.
You at your word.
You,
and Lord,
yes,
done
yes.
and done, and we thank you. And
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Lord Jesus. We praise
yes,
your name.
Lord.
We bless your holy name, Lord.
Yes,
all of these and other blessings we have in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise
Him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Glory.
Glory to your name,
you.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, bless
thank
the Lord,
you.
Oh my soul. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Pastor Sheila.
Yes.
I mean, and at
yes.
time, we're going to have the opening scripture. And I'm going to be reading the 125th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people, from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lots of the righteous, their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turned aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity, but peace shall be upon Israel. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 125th number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. May God bless the reading of his word.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Thank God for that anointed prayer coming to Evangelist Amin and that scripture, beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you again, Cheryl. Thank you again, Sister Cheryl, for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Nero Edmond. And you can tune in every Tuesday and every Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. And the dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995, and I'm sorry, and the access code, I apologize, the access code is 565-216, and again, I just want to give that again, yes, amen, 565-2166, amen, and again, and also on, Sundays at 3:30 p.m. and on Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You can tune into the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, the Prayer Works Ministry with Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edman. And that dial-in number is 563-999-3634. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. That's 08096. And I thought that I had the most updated list with me, and I apologize for that. But we're praying for the souls that are on our prayer list. We're keeping Evangelist Patricia Jones and our prayer sister, Rhoda, Danny Thompson. We're praying for the bereaved Harrell family, Doctor, for the bereaved Ingram Sewell family, for Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmund family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmonds, and his wife, Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thompson family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the bereaved Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are currently requesting prayer. And I believe there was another name that I added to the list, but this is not my most updated list. Evangelist Mabel, does that sound current, or was there another person that was added?
Danny Thompson, my cousin, Danny Thompson, Sister White's brother.
Okay. Amen. And please pray for him, for Danny Thompson. I did add him. We're praying that the Lord will save him and deliver from liver cancer. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank you so much. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmonds is on, if she would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
I'm not sure that she's
Amen.
On.
Okay.
But,
well, I have a song I'd like to sing.
Yeah, sing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. And I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to take a little time out and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. I just want to take a little time out and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord for that beautiful selection. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. And we all have something to thank the Lord for. If he woke you up this morning, you ought to be thankful. Glory to God. I thank God today because I'm in the land of the living. And at this time, the next voice you will hear will be that of the late evangelist Melinda Edmond. And this is a message and prayer from October the 20th, 1994. This is oldie, but we're going to play this tonight. So we want you to listen in, and we pray that you will receive a blessing from the Lord on tonight. God bless you.
God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace. Lord, we come before you tonight asking that you would look down upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want you to look upon every name that's on the prayer list, Lord God. You know their situation, Lord. We want you to move by thy spirit, my God, in the name of Jesus. We want you to work out every problem, Lord God. Oh, Lord, we want you to be a healer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the sick, Lord God. Heal their bodies, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Move by thy spirit, Lord. We want you to encourage, Lord. Lift up bowed down heads in the name of Jesus. Lift heavy burdens tonight. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we know thou art able, Lord. Oh, Father God, we want you to make your holy visitation, Lord. Touch somebody's heart, Lord. Touch somebody's mind. Out there, radio land tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we want you to send our word. Speak through the preacher, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send our anointing upon her. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want your will to be done. We want your blood to cover, Lord. Let it wash, make forever whole. In the name of Jesus, we want you to work out every situation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For we know that thou art able. We believe you and we take you at your word. We claim it by faith. We ask it in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Return the service over to Evangelist Mayor. Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in Radio Land. We thank you for tuning us in on tonight. We want you to keep your station locked. We have a very important message for you tonight. We want you to listen intently because God is real, and we are living in the last days.
Amen.
If you have your Bibles handy, we want you to turn to the book of Revelation, the first chapter of the book of Revelation. And we're going to begin reading with the first verse.
Yes,
it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto John.
Yeah.
And we're going to skip down to about the 10th verse, Revelation 1 and 10. I was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Right.
It was John speaking.
Come on, preacher.
He said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus and unto Smyrna and unto Pergamos and unto Thyatira and unto Sardis and unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea.
Yes.
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks.
Yes.
And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a white garment down to his foot, and girt about the path with a golden girdle.
Yes.
Now this was John, and the Lord had spoken unto John while he was on the Isle of Patmos.
I'm gonna preach it.
And how that John was out there all alone.
Yes, he was.
But he was not alone because Jesus was with him. There might not have been a lot of people around him, but Jesus was with him.
Oh, yes, he was.
And he was in the spirit on the Lord's day.
Amen.
And going over to the book of Revelation, the 20th chapter,
I'm a preacher,
in about the 6th verse,
bless the Lord.
It says, blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection.
Oh,
on such the second death hath no power.
No power.
But they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years.
Oh,
those that rise in the first resurrection, they are priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Now, this is talking about the people of God.
Yes.
They're going to reign with the Lord for 1,000 years.
We'll
but going down to the 20th chapter of the book of Revelation, in is being cast into the lake of fire. Why, even the devil himself is going to be turned into hell. The Bible says, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. You see, the devil is going to be cast into that lake of fire too.
Yes, he is.
Not just those who died the second death.
All right.
But all those who died the second death,
yes,
along with Satan, will be cast into the lake of fire, which burneth with and brimstone.
Yes, Lord.
And we're going to go over to the book of St. John.
I'm going
to
preach
this. The fifth chapter.
Glory, glory.
And about the 24th verse. And I believe this was John, St. John, and how that he began to write. And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you.
Yes.
Now, these are the words of Jesus speaking again, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you.
Yes.
He that hears my word.
All right.
And believeth on him that sent me.
Yes.
Talking about Jesus.
Glory,
you see, God sent his only begotten son in the form of a man.
Glory,
he sent his son Jesus
Lord,
in the form of flesh.
Yes, Lord.
The incarnated son of God came all the way from heaven down and walked the face of this earth.
Yes, he did.
So Jesus was saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that hears my word and believeth on him that sent me, talking about God, it says, have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.
Amen.
He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming.
Yes.
And now is.
Yes.
When the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. The Bible says, she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she yet liveth.
Glory to God.
Oh, yes. You may be walking around on this earth thinking that you're living, but if you don't know Jesus, you are living in sin, and you are dead while you are yet living.
Yes.
And the Bible tells me that verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live.
Yes, Lord.
For as the
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's a serious message on tonight. And if there's anyone out there that wants to be saved, you don't know the Lord, you haven't been converted or sanctified, and you haven't received the Holy Ghost, now is the time to give your life to Jesus. And if you do know him, it's time to get closer to the Lord. We need a closer walk with the Lord. We're living in the last days, but we want to be ready when he calls our name. Glory to God. So let us prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day and for the precious word of God, things that you look upon us and look upon every listener tonight, wherever they are. We pray that you will touch their hearts, touch their minds, O Lord. Help them to be sorrowful that they sinned against you and transgressed the law of God. Help them, oh Lord, to give their life to you. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them, oh Lord, to give up the world and the worldly ways. Help them, oh Lord, Jesus, we know you're able and we know you got the power. I pray that you touch them right now. Touch that heart right now, oh Lord, that soul that is penitent, that soul that wants to be saved. I pray that you touch them and help them, oh Lord. Draw them unto you. Help them to seek your face, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, help them to give up this worldly ways. You said, love not the world, neither the things which are in the world. And all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Help them to forsake those things and turn their life over to you. And I pray, Lord, that you look on the saints, those who are striving to enter in at this straight gate. I pray that you will give them strength to endure until the end, to hold out, O Lord. Help them to make this journey. Draw them closer to you. Help create our lives to you. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able tonight. I pray for mercy tonight. Somebody that don't know you have, but they're headed down the wrong road. I pray that you stop them in their tracks. Save them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy tonight. Look on them with compassion. Have mercy, oh Lord. Deliver their souls. Save to the uttermost. Heal them that are sick. Oh my God, those who are suffering. Oh my God, going through afflictions in their bodies. Touch and heal them. Save and deliver. Raise them up, O Lord. Give them a testimony that they may glorify your name. For thou art worthy tonight. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the precious word of God. Help us to be ready. Help us to draw nigh to you. In the name of Jesus, bless us and cause your face to shine upon us. Help us to praise your name, to give thanks unto you for what you've already done for us. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your mercy toward us. We thank you for giving us a chance to hear the true word of God and to be able to repent of our sins. We thank you, O Lord, for introducing us to Jesus. We thank you today, Lord. Help us to hold out and to endure to the end. Help us to run this race. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Take us through, O Lord. Bless every listener tonight. Have mercy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help somebody to believe you and take you at your word and trust you with all their heart, all their mind, and all their soul. In the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for the word. We pray that you continue to bless, save, heal, and forgive. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have remarks from our ministers and evangelists.
Amen. I praise the Lord. I thank for the word of God coming through Evangelist Miguel. And all I kept thinking while the message was going forth was, I want to be caught up in that first resurrection.
Yes.
And Lord knows I want my name in the book of life. I want it to be found in the books. But we have an opportunity now to prepare ourselves to be caught up in that first resurrection, because like she said, that second resurrection, it has no power. I sure enough don't want to be caught up in that one. But I enjoy the message, very, very serious message. Say to Vanity, but keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for that message on tonight. And that's a judgment message. It's a message of the times to let us know that we should be preparing for that
yes.
first resurrection.
Amen.
Lord knows, don't take any second resurrection that happens. Our
yes.
Lord knows I don't want to be lost, but I just want to be in that first resurrection. I truly thank God for the message on tonight and that judgment, standing before God in the judgment, and the souls that have to be offered up to him. They're coming up from the sea or from wherever they were. All the dead now have to present before the throne of God, that great white throne, and be judged. Hallelujah. Praise God. Make sure your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Glory to God. This is our opportunity. We don't know when our last day is going to be, but whenever that day is, make sure your name is written in the book of life. Praise God. And I want to say to you, Vance May, continue to let the Lord have his way. Continue to preach the word of God. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. And I tell you, this is a serious and a judgment message. I tell you, I just want to be ready. Lord knows, I don't want to go down in that second death. Lord, help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. I tell you, I just want to be ready. And that's why I'm praying. I keep praying. And as the message came today, pray and keep waiting on the Lord. And that's what my intentions is, to keep praying and waiting on the Lord. Praise God, because I believe in my heart, I believe that God will come to my rescue and answer my prayer. And this is what I want. I want to be ready when I lay my head down for the last time. I want to be sure that I'm ready to meet the Lord if I don't wake up in the morning. So I thank God for this message, and the word of God comes again to remind us, because sometimes we kind of get a little slack, but that word comes back and reminds us what we're supposed to be doing and how we're supposed to be. Praise God. I just thank God. I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through, pray for me, because I want to be ready. Praise God. If that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we're going to look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Praise God. We have oldies but goodies in the gospel, and we're looking forward to that on Tuesday night. So tune in again, and Lord's will, we, well, thank the Lord. I believe they did announce that the Sunday school convention is scheduled to be held next weekend, which is the 23rd through the 25th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. It's the Sunday school meeting, so that's the next meeting. But anyway, tune in again on Tuesday night, Lord willing, at 7 p.m. And if that's all, we say God bless you and good night.